This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. The Democratic National Convention will be in Chicago later this summer. Planners say they want the four-day event to be considerate of the environment. The DNC has hired two Chicago-based sustainability advisors, Brightbeat and Purpose. Work hasn't started yet. The plan is to rethink how food is discarded and how event materials can be reused in the future, with 50,000 visitors coming to town. Matt Hill is a spokesman with the DNC.
We're really excited to bring on local climate sustainability experts to figure out the best practices and tools that we can use to make sure that we deliver one of the most sustainable conventions in American history.
Both of the businesses the DNC hired are owned by women. Illinois lawmakers have questions about the governor's proposed new agency focusing on young children. Governor J.B. Pritzker's idea would move existing responsibilities, like Head Start and daycare licensing, into a new agency called the Department of Early Childhood. Pritzker requested $13 million next year to get it started, but Democratic State Representative Sue Scherer is worried.
It all comes out of tax revenue from taxpayers. So every dollar we spend on this, and I just need everyone to be aware of this, is a dollar we don't have to spend potentially on students' and teachers' salaries.
Legislation to create the new agency is still pending in the Illinois House. It is unclear how much money it will need every year once it's fully up and running in 2026. Chicago's Public Health Department is now reporting 53 cases of measles this year. The advice from health officials is to check if you're up to date on the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Dr. David Nguyen from Rush University Medical Group says most vaccinated people got their shots as kids.
Hopefully your doctor has a record of the vaccines. And if you've moved or changed doctors, you should hopefully be able to request the previous office, transfer the records to your current doctor's office.
If that's not an option, Nguyen says schools keep vaccination records. There's also an online portal called VaxVerify, run by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Nguyen says you can try checking that if you would have been vaccinated in Illinois. Cook County is expanding food access for suburban residents as demand increases across the Chicago area. The Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Cook County Board of Commissioners unveiled three new cold storage food transportation vans yesterday. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle says the vehicles will deliver food to residents who are not able to visit pantries on their own.
They will also transport food products received from grocery stores and other retailers to other pantries ready for restocking. And these vans are refrigerated, so produce and other items will stay fresh during transport.
The vans will serve Grace United Church of Christ Food Pantry in Sauk Village, Hattie B. Williams Food Pantry in Oak Forest, and St. Cletus Food Pantry in LaGrange. Two more things you should know today. A judge has denied Northwestern's motion to dismiss former coach Pat Fitzgerald's $130 million lawsuit against the school, claiming he was wrongfully fired in the wake of a hazing scandal. A Cook County Circuit judge ruled Tuesday that Fitzgerald made a strong enough argument to keep the case going. A trial is set for April 2025. Fitzgerald was initially suspended for 2 weeks and then fired last year, after 17 years as head coach of the Wildcats. The school said he had a responsibility to know that hazing was occurring and should have stopped it. Fitzgerald denies wrongdoing. The National Weather Service is assessing reports of two tornadoes touching down in Kankakee County yesterday afternoon. They were reported just west of Manteno and north of Hersher as rainstorms moved through the area. The Sun-Times notes no damage was reported. Today's weather, we're expecting a mix of rain and snow with temperatures peaking in the high 30s. And tomorrow, similar weather with temperatures in the low 40s. That's it for now. Later today, Southsider Vernard Gilmore is the longest tenured member of the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. He's been there nearly 30 years. He spoke with The Rundown about returning to Chicago for 6 upcoming shows starting April 17th.
Coming home just kind of, it just settles you down. You hear that step in music and you just know you're in Chicago.
Yes.
So you ride down Lakeshore, you just, you know, it's just home. It just feels like it understands me and I understand it.
Hear about Alvin Ailey, these upcoming Chicago shows, and Vernard's history with dance in Inglewood. That conversation is today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namika Day. Thanks for listening.